Barber Daniel Winter says the rugged, hairy look, sometimes with body art, is a growing trend in Los Angeles and other major cities.
Bigger corporations, like huge companies that are geared more towards fashion, are now hiring models with beards and tattoos, going for a little bit more of an alternative look, and it's really like starting to spill over into the general public.
Winter has worn a beard for 10 years and says that the growth of beards and mustaches is rooted in history.
Facial hair was associated with masculinity, sexual vitality, and overall awesomeness. You look at Greek mythology, and almost every god had some form of facial hair, whether it had been a full beard or some sort of goatee.
Styling facial hair has also become popular. Just ask Nicholas Watsford.
You know, if I want to do some full curls or whatnot, I can do full curls.
Watsford decided to create an organic wax after other products on the market irritated his skin. He says growing a beard in Los Angeles is not a craze, it's a lifestyle.
Your appearance and everything of just how you're representing yourself now. It's like a mane for a lion, I guess, you know. Now it's really in full effect.
While thousands of men around the world grow their facial hair during the month of November to bring awareness to men's health issues, there's a Los Angeles-based group that takes facial hair awareness very seriously year-round.
I take care of this guy by myself. I don't let anybody near it.
The LA Facial Hair Society was founded by two men and two women with the goal of unifying California's bearded and mustachioed community and those who love them.
I only date guys that have beards. I don't do mustaches. There's a manliness to it that's very attractive.
All of a sudden, your Facebook friend number jumps into the thousands after meeting all these people, you know?
Members like Roberto and Chops compete to see who can grow the best beard and mustache, but they say the unique and hairy family they've formed is what matters most. For producer Dion Moses, I'm Mike O'Sullivan in Los Angeles.